just for you. Forgive us when doubts rise. Open up our eyes more. We ask for you. Your power on display for all to see. But all for your glory, all for your glory. The broken made whole and the captive set free. But all for your glory, all for your glory, Lord. We come to your throne, broken and humble, Lord. We ask for you. That your power and love never ends. We declare you are healer, your Savior. We declare that your power and love never ends. It's your power on display for all to see.
Part. I just heard the. Do you mind just bringing that back up? Oh yes, thank you. So we declare you are healer, Savior, King. We declare that your power and love never changes. Yeah, because I think in our culture, the power thing. Like we've some people, and I used to buy into the belief that the power has changed. It's not for today. It's like no, it's power and love never changes.
Spirit breakout.
Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down.
Sing that again.
Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. And our Father, all of heaven, what's your name? Sing louder. And let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit break out. And break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down.
felt like I was just hearing him say, I was asking him, break these walls down in me. And I felt like I heard him say, I'll break down whatever you invite me to break down. So Jesus, I invite you to break these walls down in me. I invite you in, that whatever's hindering me, that you would break those walls down. I need to see you more. I need to know you more.
King of Heaven, let your kingdom come here, let your will be done here in us, Jesus. There is no one greater, and you alone are Savior. Show the world your love. King of Heaven, come down. King of Heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of Heaven, come. King of Heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your children of your shining like the day, King of heaven come, King of heaven rise up, who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name, King of heaven come. Shining like the day, King of heaven come, King of heaven rise up, who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name, King of heaven come.
This morning I've been just sensing, yeah, there is still some walls, and Jesus is really, yeah, just ready to invade this space and be with us. And yeah, one word that keeps coming to me that's kind of one part of that wall is fierce. And it was such a great testimony from Mel how she shared fear, people prayed, and she had victory in that fear this week, and praise God. And fears can be repented of and believed, and then they hit us again and again. And I just sense, yeah, even as we know each other pretty well, even to lift each other up in fears perhaps that you already know we all struggle with, to lift each other up in that and help us resist the enemy. He just uses that fear to paralyze us and keep us from Jesus's presence. And so Father God, I thank you that you have the power to overcome all our fears. And I pray, Lord, now in Jesus' name that you would reveal those fears in our hearts and show us, Lord, what needs to be confessed to you. And I thank you, God, that you take it away immediately and you give us victory in Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus, that you break the chains and we don't need to be held back by any fears. And so, Lord, I pray that you would show us the fears that we individually are, that are holding us back from your presence and experiencing you in the fullness that you want us to. And we thank you, God, for your power. And we praise you, Lord, that we can be changed in a moment. Thank you.
I have a tongue.
Just whenever we have people who are here for the first time, hello, I'm Kevin, and we have a tongue. Usually, I like to explain because I don't know what your background is in that. We believe that all the gifts are for today, and this is just a good reminder for all of us. We believe that all the gifts are for today, including tongues. But the scripture gives clear instruction that when a tongue is shared publicly, that we leave room for interpretation. And so we all then, we have, if you're a follower of Christ, you have the Spirit of Christ living in you, you have the Spirit of God living in you, and we listen for interpretation. And that might come through a word or a word-for-word interpretation. We've never had that one before. But a word, a picture, a scripture, just the Lord speaks to us. We believe that the Lord speaks. So the tongue will be shared, and we will listen for what the Spirit wants to share with us.
Can you just give me a minute for a sec? Sorry. I think I have to just pray a little bit first. So, Father God, I just thank you that you're good and that you love us. And, Lord, I just thank you that you just minister to us and hold us and lead us. And, Lord, I just thank you that we can follow you, and we just want to be obedient to whatever you're calling. And so, Lord, I just pray that you bless this word from you, and that you would have your way with us, Lord God. So anana onirana konara namastara nikuna andi onirana kanda astara nikonda andana manastara nakanda andi hondara nasara nikonda andara manatora nastara nara nikona andi anara mastora nakandi honi handara nasta
before the tongue and kind of during it, I just felt this, the word kept coming to me, like, usher me in. And it was just this place, while the tongue was going, it was, I want to be ushered in by you. And it tied into Candace's prayer of those places that we have strongholds, like, usher me into those places.
Yeah, before the tongue and before actually Candace had shared, I had seen this picture of just like the Holy Spirit blowing on these walls. I think they crumbled, but then right away there was these fortifications going up behind the wall to like kind of rebuild. But yeah, as you were speaking, like the words then just kind of came, don't rebuild what I'm destroying. And I feel like there's somewhere in the Bible where God says that, but in different a sense, but I can't remember where it is. But anyways, that's the word that I had heard.
Gather together. Okay. As soon as Lil started the tongue, I just heard, Acts 2 came to my heart. Verse 17 and onward, in the last days, and this is quoting from Joel, in the last days, God says, I'll pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
I had a picture of dandelions, and they were in that stage where they're white fluff, and the white fluff was flying away. And at first I thought, that wasn't good. But it, in this sense, actually, after what Kevin read, I think it's very good in that the dandelions are like us, and we need to die to ourselves, and then God will use us and pour out his spirit to use us to plant seeds of his truth in whatever way, in any way, all over the place. So.
Anyone else? Okay, I just want to make this a habit of recapping then, since then. So usher me into these places of strongholds. Don't rebuild what I'm destroying, the walls that he is tearing down in our lives. Gather together. And then Acts 2:17, and he'll pour out his spirit on all of us, your sons and daughters, and all that comes with that, and then the dandelions and the spreading, and we will spread then. I just I just hear the Lord, yeah, it's a progression right there. You just see this progression. Don't even need to rearrange it. But just usher me into those places that need to be torn down. And don't build up what I'm tearing down. Like, you know, that's why you're ushering me into there. And I will pour out my spirit more and more. And just, you will prophesy. You will speak in new tongues. You will dream dreams. You will have visions and all these things. And these things that I pour into you, I want to spread them everywhere. I want them to spread. And this is the whole reason for it. So I just see that progression in the interpretation being given and the interpretation then of the tongue, what the Lord is saying to us. And it's interesting, though, it does start with ushering him in to those places that need to be torn down. Yeah, so Lord, we do say, come, have your way in us. Tear down and tear out those things in our lives that need to be torn down and taken out. And I pray that you would show us when we are starting to rebuild those very things that you've torn down. Oh, forgive us, Lord. We are sometimes so slow and so foolish sometimes. And I just pray for wisdom, and I pray for our eyes to be open. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the good plans that you have for us. Thank you for the good plans that you have to move through us as well and to reach out to the... to a dying world, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In your name.
Fear not.
Yeah.
So last night, when Josh and I went to bed, I was really attacked just by, yeah, sometimes I see demonic, and yeah, that happened again last night, and I just heard God saying, like, if you could only see that I have no rival, that they flee from me. And so the song that came to mind was Great I Am, and I felt like in just in my head I was supposed to sing over and over the bridge or whatever that's, is that there? The mountain shake before him, the demons run and flee. At the mention of your name, King of Majesty, there is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the Great I Am. And so I just was repeating that over and over, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, I forgot. I even had that fear come up, and I was just praising and worshiping, and they were gone. And so, yeah, if we could only see, if I could only see the truth of that he has no rival. Yeah, and slowly I'm learning more and more, so.
Yeah. That bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over the gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished, he that hath no oblation, chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a graven image that shall not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stalk shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.